So our FBI agent had sent me, or sent the podcast, I don't know if you saw those messages, about the coronavirus vaccine, how all that is handled in the courts, and how you sue, get money for damages and all that shit.
I didn't look at it, but I did see the messages in there.
Well, I'm just going to keep referring to this guy as our FBI agent because he's clearly using a burner account, which, you know, we get it. But so I started diving it down into it. And do you know that there's a 75% tax that is imposed on the pharmaceutical companies on every dose that goes to an account that is specifically used to pay for lawsuits and all other shit? So the pharmaceutical companies have already got shit in place. So now the federal government established the vaccine court. I don't have anything in front of me. I'm just speaking off of memory. But it's within the federal court of appeals. And the judges, the appeals court judges, assign judges for this vaccine court. And these judges in the vaccine court aren't even called judges. They aren't judges at all. They're called special masters.
Are they really?
Yes, I swear to God, dude. Gosh. They're called special masters, and they're basically just attorneys. And all they do is they hear, and based off of the science at the time and like scientific findings and analysis at the time, is how they rule on these vaccine injury cases.
So basically the same way that the patent system works.
Yeah.
It's just a committee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so all the pharmaceutical companies send representatives to these hearings. So these representatives see and hear all these cases. Also, it's not a private thing.
So another way of saying they lobby to these pharmaceutical companies, or the pharmaceutical companies lobby to Congress.
We know they lobby to Congress. They've been caught plenty of times.
Well, I mean, it was just posted the other day. Joe Biden got $18.5 million from pharmaceuticals just last year.
That didn't surprise me.
That does not surprise me. It's so fucked
up. I mean, there was a whole list of people from Joe Biden to...
You're telling me people are bought off?
Oh, if you got the right enough money. Only if you got enough money, though. Hey.
Do you want to bring up our... You said you were going to bring up our little guy that's been sending this shit.
Yeah. I don't want to give his name. It's clearly not
his real name. We'll ask him, yeah.
But if you're hearing this, bro, if we know you, just let us know.
He did ask us, it'd be cool to see y'all do a podcast on Chinese intellectual property theft, tying into COVID being a bioweapon released to shut down Western global economies while at the height of a trade war. China is positioned to surpass the U.S. in the GDP by 2030 now. They were the only country to have the economy growth over the last year during widespread shutdowns.
Well, China's not even taking their own virus. For their own vaccine.
China requires foreign companies that do business to provide a certain level of access to the production process through joint ventures. China then subsidizes their own national companies, building competitive rivals to the foreign companies using stolen IP and undercutting the market, further damaging other nations' economies. It's all pretty crazy, and the big reason the U.S. is a service economy only now. Literally nobody is talking about it.
Well, that was one of the biggest scares that people were worried about, was Chinese taking our intellectual properties.
Yeah, it's the only reason why Google agreed to sign with them to be in China. Because since it is a communist state, they will only allow businesses to be there that they own a part of. So to get around that, and it was on a podcast somewhere, they were talking about, it may have been that episode of JRE with what's his face from Twitter, they were talking. Dorsey? Yeah, I think it was may have been the episode with Jack Dorsey that Google was looking at it from the side of how are they going to profit because China is inevitably going to steal our software and copy it and use it for their own gain. So why not just go ahead and sign up with them and sell your soul to that fucking demon?
Right. Might as well go ahead and get your check. Because
they're going to steal it anyways.
Right. Because they were taking it anyways because that's what they fucking do. But this also goes into Event 201, which is mainly the topic that we're going to be talking about today.
Communist stealing things? I don't see that at all.
And you're fired. Get out of here.
Fired.
I thought communism and socialism was...
loving unicorns.
Yeah. And, everyone's treated equally and it's a utopian paradise.
Yeah, well, let's ask everybody who has fled communist states to come here and see how that goes.
Oh, I did read on Yoenmi Park.
Did you?
It's going on. A lot of podcasts I listen to are talking about it right now. And actually, Andrew Schultz brought it up on JRE.
Did he? Yeah, oh, that's awesome. I wasn't sure.
I don't know. Joe Rogan says he doesn't think it's fake. He stands by his, you know, what his decision to have her on. And I mean, she's been on even Jordan Peterson and other podcasts. Now, but
go ahead and explain to me what's going on because I haven't really been following it.
She was the girl that basically escaped North Korea, and something about her information isn't consistent, like on what she's giving out her stories. And like one big one is her going through the desert at like negative 40 degree temperatures with like no clothing, basically hardly any clothing, how she survived and whether or not her parents were actually poor, if they weren't actually wealthy in North Korea, because there's some families that are wealthy. Something about her mother also being confused on some of her stories and somebody she like, they basically think that she's kind of like propaganda for America, you know, against North Korea.
To demonize North
Korea. Yeah, to demonize North Korea.
There's also stuff in there about her neighbor had gotten killed and beheaded, like
for the, watching Titanic
at a stadium. Yeah. I believe is what it said.
They said that never
like
happened.
Like some medieval shit.
Since 1999 was the last beheading in North Korea at like a large venue, I guess. And like you were saying about her mom,
she had like a Chanel purse. Exactly. Or something like that. Yeah. So who knows, man? But we also know too that I'm sure North Korea doesn't mind sending out propaganda as well to demonize her, you know.
Oh, not at all.
Right, to make her look like she's bullshit.
Yeah.
So who knows? Nobody will know because we don't know anything about over there. I mean, we can barely get videos and pictures and shit from over there, you know.
One thing that kind of sends up a red flag for me is North Koreans, the majority of the population, obviously malnourished, just like Naomi Park talks about how, like, what the average height for a man over there is like 4'11" because of the being so malnutritioned. Yeah. How the fuck, if you're that malnutritioned, are you going to make it through negative 40 through a desert?
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. I mean, I'd be picking up snipers, though. The tallest dude around is
4'11". You'd be a fucking Greek god over there.
Bro, a Greek god over there.
I mean, but we do know miracles do happen. And I know how corny that sounds, but there are the unexplained things that have happened. Like, how the fuck did that happen?
And, well, maybe sometimes that reason is it didn't happen. Sometimes, you know, it's like...
I'm not saying didn't happen. I can't tell somebody their story's wrong if I don't know.
Yeah, totally.
And there is true accounts of people walking through the desert, drinking their own pee, and it lasts 40-plus days.
Yeah.
So
it's just one of those things.
It is one of those things that you have to kind of take with a grain of salt because there is so much propaganda being pushed.
Yeah.
By both sides.
You know, I wonder why Joe Rogan is standing by his decision.
I mean, but don't you think he's got to have connections to people telling, like, no, this girl's, like, you don't think that he just like, all right, we're going to have her on. You don't think that he did a background check on this girl, like, to make sure she was legit?
There had to have been some type of information.
Because how skeptical he is. He's so skeptical about everything.
He used to be a lot more skeptical.
and how thorough Jamie really, you know, he is. And
yeah.
You got to think they're screening these people to some degree.
But at the same time, guys, don't really know what their vetting process looks like either.
Right. And when you are on a major platform like Spotify now.
Yeah.
And what was this deal? 300 plus million?
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to have you heard of Naomi Clark?
Million, but
you're going to have her on the show, and it's just something that we've worked out. So it's above your head.
So who knows? Maybe she is telling the truth. Maybe she isn't. I mean, in the end, we do know North Korea is fucked up, so doesn't matter regardless.
Right.
So.
Right.
Let's not sit back and act like the citizens are thriving over there in that country.
Dude, it's beyond criminal to, just from what we know.
Yeah.
Because there have been plenty of defectors from North Korea. We got plenty of people
stories. That's the other thing, too, is that other defectors are saying that what the fuck's she talking about? So
I actually seen a video here recently where a gentleman was running away. He was at the border of South and North Korea, and
they were shooting at him.
Yep. I think I saw that video.
Yeah, and did you see infrared or something where you can see the soldiers, South Korean soldiers, coming over to save him?
Yeah. It's wild, bro. I can't imagine being so close to such a fine line. You know, and this kind of goes back to our borders conversation. I mean, another reason why, you know, government is inherently evil is you got shit like this. Do governments do good? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to look at all the bad that they do, and you kind of got to weigh it.
Also on that border thing, I'm not going to release who's told me, but, you know, I've been told that whole them sending out immigrants all over the nation being positive for COVID is true.
We know people.
Yeah,
a mass release of people at the Mexican border,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yep.
They're getting positive on their COVID tests, and they're still shipping them to different locations. You know, with minimal, what would that be called? Like when they leave on those buses, it's like, who the fuck knows?
Here's your $100 and good luck.
Yeah.
Peace out.
And which I don't give a fuck. All over?
And everyone's going to be like, oh God, you know, these guys are going to blame everything on the immigration. No, we're not. We're just saying it is happening.
Well, see, also
you can't be blind to one thing and then not to others.
Do you guys remember when, I think it was like 60 Minutes was down there, and they literally had a spot that was sectioned off specifically for people crossing the border illegally to come through, and that's how come everybody was in these camps. And now they're waiting it was setting the precedent, right? So if they're like, okay, they're accepting us, let's just go and get through this, not the border, like where we would cross the border, it ain't that,
right?
It's fenced off between two bridges at the border. Underneath the bridge, like they're walking underneath the bridge,
a legitimate passageway
into a government tent city type shit, and that's where all these kids, you know, we got concentration camps down on the fucking border, you guys.
No, Biden's in presidency, that no longer exists. Yeah. It's funny how quickly that got quiet.
Look at how Biden got elected. Him and Kamala bitched about these kids in cages down at the border, AOC. And now that they're in, dude, they're saying the same thing the Republicans were.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come.
Do not come.
There's no room for you.
Don't worry, Kamala. With that attitude, I'm not.
It's kind of like when you're trying to get a certain position in your job, and you're like, oh, I can do that.
Fake it till you make it, bro.
And then you actually get in there and you go, oh, shit. There's really nothing I can do.
Yes, right. There's actual real work that has to happen.
Yeah.
I think also with that is Joe Biden, Joe Sleepy Biden, you know, he's been in politics for how long?
Dude, it still blows my mind they deleted that video.
Which one?
The one with the 1994 Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Oh,
smoking
yeah.
Smoking crack.
Mm-hmm.
Should have deleted that shit off of our page.
So you put that video up?
Yeah, I put it up and it's
because there was gone. That video that guy sent us.
Oh yeah, we're gonna call our FBI agent Post. That's all we're gonna say. His name is Post.
I don't think he likes you calling him FBI agent.
Well,
he's probably going to stop sending you shit now. Hey, no. I don't think you're an FBI agent, though.
I mean, you might be.
He might be.
But what does that say? What does
it say? Naked Hunter Biden tells prostitute Russian stole his laptop for blackmail in shocking video. I haven't watched the video.
But. You know what? You know what? I haven't watched that video. I got something else to say regarding Post. I think this would be how it would, this is what it would look like if you had somebody in a position like an FBI agent to promote mis and disinformation, right? Reaching out to smaller platforms to perpetuate the propaganda.
You think he's trying to do that?
No, I'm saying that it
could be a possibility.
It could look like this. And him being an FBI agent could be a possibility.
Well, then
just because I don't know who it is.
Right.
I would be more.
Oh, great.
I would be less.
Yeah.
Worried about it.
Fucked up my goddamn.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck, bro.
It's on the Federalist Papers. I mean, it's not like it's a weird website.
Well,
everything's down.
Taking it back to North Korea, shows like ours wouldn't even be allowed.
Hell no.
Taking, you know, to China, I'm afraid that we're really going to get into an age where we are using, you know, social scores like do in China.
There's a social score right now if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated.
There is, yeah.
Did you see the, there's some TikTok videos out of nurses. There's a nurse that put up a video. The unvaccinated can work among the vaccinated, but when it comes to lunchtime in the cafeteria, they have to find another place to eat.
Wow.
Wait, wait, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty wild.
Wow. So it's like,
who knows? Maybe she might be bullshitting, but I would, it doesn't amaze me to think that there's companies out there.
We also know,
you know,
nurses, and they say that because they're, well, it's just like that Facebook post that was going around, last year's heroes, this year's unemployed.
Yeah.
They're mandating this vaccine to nurses and doctors, and they're choosing to leave their jobs because they're not going to be, they don't want the vaccine for whatever reason it is. They're choosing not to get it. So, and now we also run into an issue where understaffing comes into place, and you also have a bidding war going on for these traveling nurses between hospitals. So that's adding fuel to the fire.
I'm so on the fence about that, because I see where they're talking about you needing a vaccine, especially when you're around a bunch of people that have compromised immune systems. But a vaccine that is so new and so
that
propaganda
has proven itself not.
And the government has pushed it like this. It just seems, it seems like a scary thing to just go out and get this.
Right. And if you're vaccinated, you're still spreading it.
When I was in Madonna, you were either wearing a mask or you got the flu shot. Period. It did not matter. You were either wearing a mask or you got a flu shot. And that includes the people that come see you, the nurses, doctors, everything. So I see both sides of it. I really do. It just seems to me it's an unnecessary risk to just go ahead and take this vaccine for whatever reason.
And especially now that the science is saying that essentially vaccines that don't kill the virus allow the body to incubate more harmful versions of it. So it mutates, it adapts to what the vaccine does in your body, because the vaccine doesn't kill it, and then you are now spreading a new variant once it reaches that stage.
And guys, don't even listen to us, man. Just go dude, look it up in other places. Yeah. There's, like I said, we recommended the Dark Horse podcast. I mean, they're, whether or not you want to say they're experts or not, I mean, these guys have degrees.
They just are really
the
smart.
Same as these other guys. So, yep.
And all we're doing is repeating what these other smart people are saying.
And like we've said many times again, as long as they make it to choice, we're fine with whatever they want to do. What you put whatever in your body, your choice.
Yep, so, absolutely.
I mean, it's just, it's getting ridiculous out there, man. You know, I know somebody that actually had a person, you know, go into their job and just assume that they're not unvaccinated and try to tell them like, you really need to get vaccinated. You really need like,
yeah.
And then go and try to tell their supervisor, hey, you need to get this person vaccinated because I don't feel safe here, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I know.
Yeah, like daycares and shit like that's that. It's
ridiculous.
Like, what science, what stats do you have on like all these kids are dying and shit? Like, where were you at when the H1N1, that was killing more kids than
RSV has been an issue since long before.
Yeah, COVID. But now it's becoming something that's new. They're all freaking out about it. Man, my daughter got RSV really bad, almost died. And dude, I didn't see anybody up in arms going, oh, dude, we have to protect COVID her. They didn't give a fuck.
To keep the COVID fear alive, they're lumping it in with a surge in RSV cases. Yeah.
Where was everybody at when I spent 2 weeks in the ICU with my daughter hooked up to a fucking breathing machine?
Man, that's
this
terrible.
Shit has been happening.
And,
terrible,
and, no, and back then, nobody was like, oh, we need to get a vaccine wear a mask to say, fuck no, nobody gave a fuck, dude. Mm-hmm. The only time people give a fuck is when it's a trend.
Yep.
That's what it is, when it looks cool, when everybody else is doing it.
Just like the whole Save Our Children
take thing. A fucking picture with your fucking mask on, put it on your profile pic.
Yep. Take a black square with your fucking little pic.
I'm vaccinated fucking logo on there.
Get the hypocrisy Moderna, is Pfizer, so crazy.
Yeah, go fuck tattoos. Yourself.
It's you like
fucking weirdos. It's a cult, bro.
Fucking nerds, man. I swear.
It really seems like a cult. It seems like they are pushing cult mentalities.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, man. That shit drives me nuts.
I haven't seen any, we'll just say, anti-COVID vaxxers wishing death or harm onto the COVID vaxxers.
Right. I have.
The other way is what I've seen a lot of.
Oh, yeah. I've seen vaccinated people.
The vaxxers hoping ill falls upon the anti-vaxxers, but I haven't seen it the other way.
Oh, I'm sure there's
ridiculous Christian bitch.
Hoping you get the
hoping
disease.
That everybody dies so it proves their point that the vaccine was bad.
So Jesus can come back. It's what has to happen for Jesus. Man, those people are fucking weirdos too, man. We're not talking about the weirdos, but the vast majority of these COVID vaxxers.
Where was everybody at when, why weren't we requiring everybody to get a flu shot? Like, where is that?
Well, that debate was around.
Where was that trend?
That debate was around. It just wasn't as heard of because it was just a flu. Because
they were probably like, hey, we can't force people to put this in them, you know?
Right.
Well, so what the fuck's the difference now?
They've been trying to for a while. They've been trying to mandate vaccines for a while. And now coronavirus just boosted the chances of that actually fucking happening.
You know, and it's like we talk about with nature, the laws of nature. And I'm not going to put stipulations on you that are going to save your life and at the same time let you ride a motorcycle without a helmet.
Yeah.
It's like the hypocrisy is so crazy.
People riding motorcycles with a mask and no helmet. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Driving around by yourself in your car with a mask on. Are you fucking retarded?
And there has been
it survives for like 30 seconds out in UV light. And you're driving around, you're outside with a mask on. I get it if your immune system is compromised and you're susceptible to being sick and, you know, all that. I get it. There are exceptions. But just the general person, the general healthy person that's fucking out of their mind on fucking statism, you're out of your fucking mind.
If you want to ride with a mask on, no helmet, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
but I don't,
freedom.
Don't get mad when I laugh at you for it.
But I'm going to laugh at you hard for that.
Do whatever you want, dog.
You know, and sure. Like we were talking about on the live feed about Dr. David Martin.
See, I don't know much about him.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a great video. You should go watch it.
You want to give us a rundown on him real quick?
Dr. David Martin, he is actually a PhD. He was the founder and chairman of the International International Australian Act. It's actually right there.
Yep.
He worked with the UN. He's worked with renewable energy organizations. He actually invented a laser integrated system that would basically make tumors smaller. You know, inoperable tumors. So, mm-hmm. Sorry. So tumors of the brain, tumors and stuff like that, that inoperable, you know, ones that are going to kill you if we go in and try and take that guy.
Yeah.
He actually created that type of technology. And he breaks it down. It's a great video. It is a little long, but it is a great video. He talks about, he goes into Cold Spring Harbor, which is where they started infecting people with syphilis to basically see if they were going to basically see why it would kill some people and not others. And don't know about Cold Spring Harbor, well, yes. Okay. I mean, before that was eugenics. You know, he also talks about how the Third Reich, Hitler actually wrote a book in 1939 that he basically just took our staple of eugenics and
put it into practice
and said, he goes on in the book, says, well, if you were going to go that far to castrate and to sterilize people, well, then might as well just kill them. And I mean, and that's and all. And then
the Nazis worked on perfecting how to kill mass people
with the U.S. government, though, yeah, as well.
Well, who was it? Prescott Bush is George H.W. Yeah, Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah.
His father. Now,
he was a lawyer.
Yeah, he was an attorney for Hitler. And he also secured funding for Hitler, too, right?
Yep. Yep. So he was a Third Reich lawyer.
Henry Ford.
A bunch of them boys off.
Walt Disney. All those guys. All fucking Nazis. supported Adolf Hitler, so that therefore makes them a fucking Nazi.
Yeah, there was a lot of companies that did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think another thing that people miss a lot is on how the pharmaceutical companies and, you know, the Rockefeller and stuff like that have completely made it so we distrust and mistrust old school organic medicine. And I mean, you have to take something that was kind of talked about but not really talked about and create a mass event from it. You know, shit like chlamydia.
And the Tuskegee experiments.
Oh, yeah.
The syphilis experiments in the black community.
Yeah, they told black people they had bad blood, basically injected them.
I think we talked about syphilis. That last week.
Yeah. Man. But going off of that, what are we talking about today, Justin?
First, I just want to say, if you want to read more about Dr. David Martin, it's just davidmartin.world. Today we're talking about fucking Event 201, which is crazy because in all these, they do a simulation of a coronavirus outbreak. I'll just read you off of Wikipedia right here real quick. October 18, 2019, the CHS partnered with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to host the tabletop exercise Event 201 in New York City. According to the CHS, the exercise illustrated areas where public/private partnerships will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish the large-scale economic and societal consequences. Event 201 simulated the effects of a fictional coronavirus originating in bats, but passing to humans via pigs, claims that Event 201 was a rehearsal for the world's response to COVID-19 have been declared invalid by fact-checking outlets such as USA Today and Full Fact.
What is that on?
This is just Wikipedia's description here.
And at the same time, where was that at? In Wuhan, China.
Yeah.
During the military games.
It's so specific. And if you watch the videos, like the simulated, they're actors acting this out, but it's like news clips and pundits and all this other shit going on. And it sounds just like what we hear today, bro.
Well, they what's funny
talk
is
about
they take
conspiracy theories and shit.
They take video and video next to each other, and it is verbatim the exact same thing that we've heard about COVID this whole last year and a half.
Yeah.
Get on DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo Event 201, and just go to the videos and kind of check those out, because Google isn't going to give you the same.
They have results. A website. It's called Center for Health Security, and they can explain the whole Event 201. I mean, here it is right here. Event 201 was a 3.5-hour pandemic tabletop exercise that simulated a series of dramatic scenario-based facilitated discussion confronting difficult true-to-life dilemmas associated with response to a hypothetical but scientifically plausible pandemic.
And they're so sure about its plausibility because there's already been plenty of patents out on coronavirus technologies.
The exercise consisted of pre-recorded news broadcasts, live staff briefings, and moderate discussions on specific topics. These issues were carefully designed in a compelling narrative that educated the participants and the audience.
Yikes.
I actually have... Oh, here's my phone. Just like in...
Hey, before you hop in on this, dude, I wanted to show you this real quick.
Yeah.
For people out there that think that money doesn't influence things in politics, Bill Gates pledges $1.5 billion for climate change, but only if Biden signs the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. What just got passed?
Yep. The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
Yep. That's on Forbes. Can you stop doing that?
It's disgusting. It's really gross. It's grossing me out.
I'm just waiting for somebody to apologize and tell me I was right. Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen, buddy. Yeah. You're in the wrong place for that, G.
So, shit. All right. I want you all.
Well, actually, going back to, bills being signed, what was it the.
Could you imagine if Joe Rogan were to fucking put this shit up? They'd be up in arms about Joe Rogan dedicating
absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but Bill Gates, it's okay.
It's okay that old Billy does it.
He's been doing it forever.
Right. It's okay that Billy does it.
He's grandfathered in. And, what were you saying?
Well, the going back to bills being signed and shit like that. Trump signed the Relief Act, I believe it was, in 2020.
Yep.
And the very first thing on that bill was that insurance premiums would be continued to be paid, even though workers were sick, ill, or whatever. And that goes back to the David Martin video, and he talks about how it is all about the insurance companies that have perpetuated the...
You want me to get you one of them drops?
No, because it makes it worse. No. I already in the last one it was pretty bad. I think you have to eat them before.
All right, you're just gonna cut this out, right?
Yeah.
So go ahead and gather your thought real quick, and then just start whenever.
Just
you're
restart. Ready. I'll cut it up to the point to where you took a drink.
Right. What were we talking about? One sec. Just so I have the...
Talking about how David Martin... Fuck, where were we? Batman. You got it? Okay. You got a timestamp?
And how the insurance companies have perpetuated the... goes all the way back to HIV to what was it called originally? CDC was originally called the Council of, where is this? One sec.
So are you saying that the conspiracy doesn't lie with the bankers, it actually lies within the insurance companies?
Yep. The bankers are obviously a part of it.
Right, because they're funding, that's where they get the money, they control the money. But really, the ones who were calling the bankers are the fall guys for the insurance companies. Gabe, do you remember what insurance company or who did they take the insurance policy out with on the Twin Towers, like right before 9/11? It was like Silverstein or some shit like that, right?
I can look it up.
So, I mean... I definitely see that.
Did
you find what you was looking for?
Yeah, it was how John D. Rockefeller, he set up the CDC, which originally was the Center of Malaria Control. And what they wanted to actually see is why malaria would kill some people and not others. And that goes back to Tuskegee and them killing black people because they had bad blood.
Or infecting them with syphilis.
Are you talking about the insurance for the actual firefighters and
people? No. Like,
because that was Silverstein.
Wait.
Or no, hold on. Larry,
Larry Silverstein.
Larry Silverstein signed the lease just 6 weeks before the WTC Twin Towers were brought to the ground by the terrorists in September 11, 2001 attacks.
Okay, so he was the owner.
Coincidence.
Who did, does it say
Silverstein who? Contended that the two jetliners crashing into the Twin Towers about 15 minutes apart should be considered two separate events, which would allow him to collect a maximum from the insurers to, for each tower as much as $7 billion.
So $14 billion payout. What was that insurance company? Does it say?
I'm looking for it right now.
Dude, see, this shit goes so fucking deep, you guys.
And this is on CNN, so if anybody wants to look at it.
Yeah, it. We're using the shit that you guys like to quote at us as to why we're wrong.
Swiss reinsurance company?
Swiss. I mean, this goes back to the Swiss bank
type. The largest shit. Of the World Trade Center's insurers, responsible for 25% of its coverage.
Man.
U.S. District Judge Michael McCassey accepted the partial verdict, but told the jury to continue deliberating on the dispute involving Swiss insurance, known as Swiss Re.
Man.
I'm sorry. That's funny as fuck. I don't know if anybody else thinks that's hilarious or not.
It's, but. Dude, it, because if you follow the paper trails, you come to the same conclusions. Now, I was also listening whenever I was on my vaccine court thing. The original influenza vaccine, which I'm pretty sure I know a couple people that are of the age that would have had this vaccine, and it's notorious for causing neurological damage because they're old and they have neurological damage, whether it be nervous or
right, you know, causes Alzheimer's right. And
exactly. Mm-hmm. And they are entitled to compensation. The pharmaceutical companies already have money aside just to pay for that shit, and it's arbitrated by the special masters. So, yeah.
I think there was multiple insurance companies involved with towers. I don't think it was just one, but
there was one that always, I'm only thinking of one because it always gets brought up in the 9/11 conspiracy videos.
We'll have to dive into that when we do an episode.
Dude, I can't wait for the 9/11 episode. It's so juicy. I can't wait to talk about the dancing Israelis.
I hate when you say that. It's
fucking
juicy.
Juicy.
Shut the fuck up.
It's like them fucking thighs. Oh my God. Yeah.
Juicy, moist thighs. It's
like sandpaper rubbing together.
Ooh wee.
All right, where are we at? Event 201. So they already knew about all this shit. I want you guys to look up patent number. I read this on the live stream. Let me find it real quick. 10130701, U.S. patent number. Now, this is on Justia. Patents.justia.com.
Yeah, I have it up.
You got it up? Here, I'm going to go ahead and read this real quick. It has a disclaimer at the top. It's for family of viruses. The patent is not for the new COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah, I bet. So essentially what this says, as it highlights what the patent actually is, the present invention provides a live attenuated coronavirus comprising a variant replicase gene encoding polyproteins comprising a mutation in one or more of non-structural proteins. It gives a list, NSP 10 through 16. The coronavirus may be used as a vaccine for treating and or preventing a disease such as infectious bronchitis in a subject.
10, 14, 15, 16.
Now, where was it? They have it worded somewhere down here.
Don't you love when legislation and stuff like that is put in right before everything happens? Right, mm-hmm. Right before these mass events happen?
Yep.
Insurance companies. And
now it's not just one smoking gun, guys. You got to remember that all these little things together make up the big picture. That's what you got to see. You got to see all the little grains of detail, and that's the devil's in the details. Now, it says if you scroll down far past what anybody else is going to fucking read, Using their reverse genetics approach, the present inventors have identified various mutations which cause the coronavirus to have reduced levels of pathogenicity. The levels of pathogenicity may be reduced such that when the virus is administered to an embryonated egg.
I just want to make sure everybody knows this is not Gabriel.
It's not Gabe. These words are far beyond his.
Just letting you guys know.
Far beyond his scope.
I am not reading right now.
Capable of replicating without being pathogenic to the embryo. Such viruses may be suitable for in ovo vaccination. So that means they can be pregnant during vaccination.
That's scary, right? As fuck.
Which is a significant advantage and has improvement over attenuated IBV vaccines produced following multiple passage in embryonated eggs. So really the key thing was that first sentence. Using the reverse genetics approach, the present inventors have identified various mutations which cause the virus to have reduced levels of pathogenicity. So reverse genetics is the exact same thing as reverse engineering. They've already identified these specific genetic codes, and they're able to CRISPR them.
Yep, create a bioweapon.
To alter the genetic material.
And they admit
and this was in 2015. This patent was filed in 2015. This was the last coronavirus.
They admit,
patent.
But it does say it's not for the coronavirus. So.
They do say, but
now that's if you trust anything that saying. The government, Bill Gates,
and then but
any
then,
of these motherfuckers.
But then
do.
When you say that. People roll their eyes.
And they shadow ban us.
Because nothing, never in history has a company ever given out false information.
Never, not
right.
one time.
No politician has never lied, and a bear has never shit in the woods.
You're right.
But they admit it with gain of function. That's yep. what the whole point of that oh. research is.
Oh, I had done some research
on gain of
function.
I'm tired of hearing that. Rand Paul and fucking... Were you or were you not gain of function research? Oh god, both of you shut
it's
the
like
fuck
obvious.
Up right now.
Yeah.
No, but not just waiting. Rand Paul, keep going hard.
Rand Paul is a doctor. He's been a doctor for said 33
he's an
years.
Eye doctor.
He said for 33 years he's a fucking lizard.
He does say though that he does study on fucking whatever the fuck those guys study on.
Virology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pathogens. So that's fucking super scary as well.
Yeah.
So now, I had heard that, or I had heard, I listened to a lot of college lectures, like at Johns Hopkins, and where they're talking about vaccines and vaccine study. And one of the videos is a law video. It's like videos on law, YouTube, law, something like that. And it was at a Rockefeller arena type deal at a college. It was like at Berkeley or some shit. And they were talking about vaccine laws there. So it was just, it just keeps coming up, man. But,
not to circle back to it, but yeah.
Not to circle back, but Rockefeller, there we go. Where's I fucking going?
Honestly, I don't know.
I fucking forgot.
We were talking about the pathogens and
reverse engineering. They've already identified these genetic codes. So now they say that they can make it less pathogenic. So that means that it's not going to spread as easy. It's more isolated, right?
That's from my understanding.
Now you also got to remember that you can't copyright and patent nature. You can only patent shit that is man-made, and you're not allowed to patent chemical weapons.
Right. And that
it's against the law. So either way, it's illegal what they're doing.
And that is exactly how they get away with it, though, is the reverse engineering or the gain-of-function research. That is exactly how they get to create patents on these fucking vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Now that's where I left off was gain of function. I had heard on one of these talks that how gain of function works is either with an animal or a human, they keep transmitting it between
Yeah, just put it down a little bit.
Underneath you.
Yeah, you're like this. Yeah, just
right like there. Like that?
Yeah.
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 They keep transmitting it back and forth between subjects, so therefore it acclimates and mutates faster and faster. They're simulating a pandemic, a small contained pandemic. Is how they do gain of function.
There was a, I don't think it was a TED Talk, but I was watching Bill Gates give a speech on that when he was younger, everybody was worried about a bomb, like an atomic bomb going off. And he had a shelter in his home with like a bunch of MREs and shit. And like they were going to eat out of if that were to happen. He's like, and this was back in like 2015 or 2016 when he gave this speech. He's like, nowadays we're not worried about that. We're worried about a virus that can kill, you know, like the Spanish flu did, fucking right. 100 million people in like 2 years. And I just find it odd that all this shit, I mean, I guess you could say, well, I mean, he was talking about the inevitable. It's right. bound to happen.
But, predictable.
Yeah, but we do know we've been fucking around with shit in labs. Whether or not it was for good intentions, I mean, man, you know.
Was that same speech that he gave where he released a bunch of mosquitoes and basically said, I think he actually did say, well, now just not the poor people will get it?
I don't know.
When he was talking about malaria.
And I actually fell asleep in the middle of it. That's why I was late to it.
And he had a petri dish of shit. And we literally released a bunch of mosquitoes in the room.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
The fucking weird thing about it is, speaking of mosquitoes, they're actually, Bill Gates is funding mosquito research to make genetically modified mosquitoes that would actually hand out.
I think they've been doing that for a long time.
Quite possibly. Maybe really the West Nile was a part of all that.
I really do.
You remember the West Nile virus,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Maybe that was a test run.
Totally. And especially with the thing like mosquitoes, they're super easy to fucking multiply and manipulate. Yeah, I totally see them using those.
Now, what's fucking weird, to get back to 201, how specific it is, bro. Like, specifically a coronavirus from a bat that transferred to a pig.
Right.
In this case, a wet market. So, like, fish and shit like that, right?
And we're going to be natural skeptics anyways. But uh-huh. then when it is this bizarre and this pinpoint accuracy, it seems fucking kefuddled.
I'm gonna post some of the video clips from the Event 201, the actual event. To our Facebook page after this episode.
I believe drops. I did.
Did you?
I posted the whole thing.
Bomb them with it.
Bill Gates isn't necessarily, which we know, releasing mosquitoes, but the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation did award grants that funded biotech companies Oxitec's work to develop genetically modified mosquitoes that may help reduce the spread of malaria.
See?
And other mosquito-borne diseases in certain locations around the world. In April 2021, it was announced that Oxitec would release approximately 150,000 mosquitoes across 6 locations in Florida. However, the company told Snopes that the particular project was not funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So conflicting stories.
The Gates Foundation says that they gave them a grant, but then the company says that they didn't want nothing to do with that bitch.
Yeah. The fuck?
I heard he was hanging out with Epstein, which he does.
Which he does. Which is a real thing.
Real fucking thing.
And mosquitoes are the new syringe.
I see. It sounds fucking crazy when I say it.
There's even conversations that Melinda Gates has come out and said.
Fucking Peter Griffin.
I don't know, dude. Who fucking knows, man?
Dude, it's fucking weird. But the common theme is reality is stranger than fiction.
If everybody would just leave each other the fuck alone, we wouldn't be fighting all the time.
We got power-hungry fucking lizards.
Probably wouldn't even have
there.
This goddamn podcast if fuck everybody just leave each other alone.
If it weren't for power-hungry lizards, P3 wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's right.
And their followers.
And do you think it's kind of weird how Melinda or how Bill Gates was taking marital advice from Epstein?
Dude.
Melinda Gates has come out and said this here recently.
Dude.
Come on, my guy. That is
weird.
You're taking fucking advice weird, from bro. One of the most prolific pedophile sex traffic ring leaders that we've ever known, or that's ever come to light, at least.
Other the highest up we've seen Harvey publicly Weinstein, so far.
You're going to tell me he's giving you good marital advice, my guy? Where she's even come out and said that their relationship was strained because of his friendship with Epstein. He was on the plane docket several times.
I mean, Lolita, we already went over the meaning behind it.
I mean, I know that sometimes we do sound like
it sounds bad shit, fucking bullshit, crazy.
But when you have legitimate people coming out and saying, I mean, she was his fucking wife.
What gain does she have?
Yeah.
She's already going to be a billionaire for just sucking the right
she
dick.
She already took half. You know what I mean?
But see, that's the thing, because Elon's ex-wife does talks where she talks about, and she's opened up about their relationship and all the weird shit that went on. Dude, Elon was tight with Epstein too, I think, right?
I don't know. I know the video you're talking about, that Logman.
He's posted. A fucking weirdo, bro.
I don't know. Elon's I didn't understand the context of the video.
And L on sun gods, and L is commonly also referred to Saturn.
Oh, you're talking about Elon. His name.
Elon L,
yeah,
and on,
yeah. Okay, I didn't even see that.
Sun gods, and they both go back to Saturn. Exo facto.
I mean, he did name his kid all kinds of weird shit.
How do you pronounce that?
I don't know. X.
He's named after a spaceship. What a fucking weirdo.
NPR says that, to go back fucking on the mosquito PR. Things. I mean, yeah, but people are going to find it more reliable just because of the name. Our study is the first to show that gene drive technology works under ecologically challenged conditions, said Ruth Miller, an entomologist who led the research at Polo GGB, a high-security lab in Terni, Italy. This is the big breakthrough that we made with our study. This research is supported by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is a sponsor of NPR and this blog.
So
that,
now
that's the whole. That was the whole.
So now logic
research on how an ultra strain of DNA can cause malaria, spreading mosquitoes to self-destruct.
So now, do you really think that people who are paying you a fuck ton of money are gonna continue to pay you a fuck ton of money for you exposing their bullshit?
Of course not.
That's dumb. It's the same thing for talk shows as it is for doctors.
Yep.
And colleges and professors. Yep. Look at Judy Mikovits, the pandemic bitch, Plandemic 2, which is really fucking good. I didn't get a chance to watch the first one, but I definitely watched the second one. It's got a lot of good information in it. I think it was hilarious when people were like, everybody's making fun of you for being the 13th author on that study that they did. It was like a panel of 13 doctors. She's like, well, considering that the 13th signer is the senior doctor or the senior professor, I don't see why that's something to bash.
Talking about mosquitoes, huh, Gabe? Fuck.
Yeah, I know. Seen that one fly by.
That's what I did earlier when I hit myself.
Bill just fucking sent one over here to Missouri.
Dude, he did.
We got robot mosquitoes in here taking us out.
Which we know that they have created nanotechnology, nanobots that can definitely modify.
Microprocessors are so small these days that you could fit like, 100 of them on the head of a pin?
Yep. And they all keep going back to the phrase gene therapy. It's not a regular vaccine. It is gene therapy.
mRNA vaccine technology, folks. It's all out, right out in the open.
Yep.
It's all right out in the open.
And again, we are not doctors. This is not medical advice.
So they tell you the truth out in the open, like what the shit actually is. And they lie to you in the description. Mm-hmm. So it is conflicting and is part of the conditioning process. Like, I came here to chew bubble gum bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
All out of bubblegum.
That movie was ahead of its time. They Live. Have you seen They Live?
Mm-mm.
Gabby?
Nope.
David, have you seen They Live?
I have not, brother.
You guys got to watch They Live, man. It's fucking, it's kind of, it's like a, I don't even know what, it's like a 70s or 80s fucking Bollywood. With, who's that? Rodney Piper or some shit like that, right? That's who's in it?
I don't know, brother. I don't know.
Fuck, dude.
I don't know. Rowdy Piper's arrested.
Trying to figure out when they release these mosquitoes, yeah, like what happened out of it. That's what I'm trying to find. Sorry. I'm on like a totally different page than you guys. I'm like really interested by this. Back in 2020, they released in the Florida Keys.
But, is that when they released it?
Yeah. But dude, they did say the scientific community and firms such as Oxitec aim to tackle the problem of mosquito-borne diseases, which according to the World Mosquito Program, kill up to 1 million people a year.
Damn. Oh, because of Zika, malaria?
I'm guessing. Or different diseases they carry, I guess.
Wow. And how
that's
easy
on interestingengineering.com.
How easy mosquitoes transmit diseases. I could totally see how they would want to genetically modify these fucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it only makes sense, right?
Yeah.
If you were going to pick something that was going to, other than birds, I guess you would say, it would be mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen those guys that the birds aren't real guys?
Yeah. I actually like them on Facebook.
What do you mean? What do you mean the birds aren't real?
They no, think there's a whole group of people that think that birds don't exist, that they're like, it's a joke. It's
that basically they're like government drones.
Yeah, oh, all birds are government drones, which I can attest that there are actual birds because one was stuck in my fucking dryer vent. I had to climb up there and get him down.
Really?
Yeah, these fucking birds are dumb as fuck because he made his nest in my shit with wire and he was all wrapped up. Dude, this bird's leg was so mangled. I felt so
bad. Did you cut him open to see if he was real?
No, I didn't. What the fuck is up with these dogs? Anyways, here's something else I found. Operation Dark Winter. It was another simulation run. Here, I'll just read you what they got on Wiki here. Operation Dark Winter was a code name for a senior level bioterrorism attack simulation conducted on June 22nd. Ooh, that's a good day. To the 23rd, 2001. It was designed to carry out a mock version of a covert and widespread smallpox attack on the United States. Tara O'Toole and Thomas Inglesby of the Johns Hopkins Center for Civilian Biodefense Strategies / Center for Strategic and International Studies and Randy Larson, Mark DeMiller of Antic, and Mark DeMiller of Analytic Services were the principal designers, authors, and controllers of the Dark Winter Project. What the fuck? These guys are so creepy.
And was that basically a bioterrorist attack? Is that what that's saying?
Let's see here. The objective, Dark Winter, was focused on evaluating the inadequacies of a national emergency response during the use of a biological weapon against the American populace. In 2001?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you have the official documents.
Yeah.
The whole fucking textbook. Dude, you know what?
It's so messed up how we just continue to see these things play out like this.
Yeah.
Like they literally repeat each other one after another, where these events are just continuing to happen. All the way back from literally HIV and AIDS to malaria to any of these that we're able to get a vaccine for. And we just watch it play out.
There's a PDF on centerforhealthsecurity.org. You can look it up there. You can read for it for yourself.
Another thing that we always end up asking, though, is what are we supposed to do? What do we do?
There's nothing we can do.
I mean, I know a lot of people feel like this right here doesn't
do anything. I mean, I know that we want to think it does. I mean, we are opening up people more to some of the shit that's going on. But at the same time, how do you stop it? I mean, old Joe Biden told everybody himself, you know, you think your AR-15s are going to be enough? We got nukes and fucking jets, F-15s. Yep. Like,
and he wasn't
right.
Playing.
He's not. He's right.
Wasn't playing at all. That was straight faced. You really think that your AR-15 is going to do anything?
Yeah.
And it's
when I have an army. That's some fucking dictator 101 fucking out of the handbook.
Out of the
I have an army.
Handbook.
You don't have shit. You're going to do what I fucking say. Mm-hmm. And they want to talk about, oh, we vote on everything. No, we don't. Look how much shit. Every president does executive decisions. You can go to a website and read every executive decision any president has done.
And I mean, when there are hundreds, like hundreds of them. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Are you kidding me? What? Yeah. Okay. So from my question is, do we individualize it more, our democracy, as in every issue we vote on, like every single person votes on it? Fuck the whole Congress, fuck whole Senate.
That's how it should be. Would that work? I don't know.
And how would we get to the point where everybody can actually vote? Do we use our phones?
But if you look at it from how the standpoint of, if you just let everybody live their life as long as they're not interfering with other people's freedoms and or harming their other's health, there would be no reason to have to vote in all these laws, because that's just one common law. And it's like, don't hurt anybody else. You know, don't
drink and drive.
Yeah.
Basically,
don't fuck.
Know?
With, yeah. Yeah.
Don't
and
be
then
a dumbass.
Whatever. Yeah. You're going to face the repercussions of that.
Yeah.
Why has it got to be always textbook? Like, everything has to be fucking written down. It's like, I guess. Or why can't we just say, don't hurt anybody? You know? And if you do, there's consequences.
And is it, if it was that simple, would it? Because to me, it does seem like
I guess
simple.
It needs to be written down, like, of what type of consequences for what crimes. Because, yeah, not everything is black and white. There's gray areas of
right.
certain shit.
Do we go eye for an eye?
Yeah.
Or do we, well, that, yes, you. Yeah.
Like, should we prosecute a guy who's 40 years old and molests a 5-year-old the same as a
that's exactly what I was
18-year-old and a 16-year-old, you know, should they be, and not molesting, but like, let's say they're in a relationship. He just got out of high school. They've been dating through high school and they're, you know, he's 2 years over and she's under the legal limit. Should that be the same sentence?
Where is the statute of limitations?
Yeah.
Now, is that what we need to set up, is the statutes of limitations to these things?
Yeah.
Or is it eye for an eye? We start getting so gray and we start getting so blurry vision to where, yes, some things I agree. Like you said, a 5-year-old, let's fucking kill this dude. I'm sorry. That's how I feel about
it. Yeah, for sure.
If it's, I just graduated, she's 16.
Mm-hmm. We were dating when I was a senior and she was a
freshman.
It needs
to be a case-by-case basis.
Which we've seen and everybody sees in high school, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we're saying right now. Case-by-case basis instead of blanket laws, because you're just cluttering the system with these laws.
Yeah,
because
we have these laws now and there's still people that'll commit the same crime as a poor person and the same crime as a rich person.
Right.
And you get two different outcomes.
Yep.
Yeah, well, the rich person's crimes are usually a lot worse than the poor person's.
Well, and it all depends on how much money you have to pay
for
that
lawyer. Well, I'm just saying, if you take the same crime, there's going to be different sentences between you having money and you not having money.
Yeah.
Or skin color or, you know, whatever, you know.
So, I mean, we all are kind of in the same agreement, but how do we get to where we can dictate how these laws are even put in place?
Hey.
Because they're with lobbying, with you having to get a hold of your congressman, write him a letter, leave him a message. What type of shit does that even do?
Yeah.
D, the answer is right in front of you, bro. God Emperor Justin.
Oh my God.
Fuck off. Fuck.
Everybody wants to punch you in the face, right?
No, dude. Everybody's like, you know what?
We'll give it a try.
Daddy Jail will fucking get us out of this pickle.
Because we always end up at the same place, I feel, to where we all kind of feel helpless. We all kind of feel like we...
But didn't we talk about making it smaller instead of federal? Everybody worrying about what other people are doing in fucking places that are miles and miles away, instead of we should just be focusing on your county, as small as your county, you know, and creating your rules and laws there, you know, instead of trying to, hey, we're doing this in California, we're going to make people in Missouri do the same. We want them to do the same shit.
What's stopping the next county from taking you over?
What's stopping the next count? They shouldn't be taken because that would be infringing on our freedoms.
Well, just like you got to look at it, different tribes.
For sure.
There are some people who want violence.
Okay.
What's stopping them from banding them together and coming after your county?
I mean, I guess.
Let me flip the fucking table around real quick, Gabriel.
Then you better have a gun and protect yourself. Advocate.
But.
That's how I
learn how to use it.
Daddy Biden says we don't need guns.
I don't give a fuck what he says.
Gum don't know why he says that, but it doesn't do any fucking good, buddy.
It does no good.
It's like that 911 call. It's like somebody's robbing me right now. That's impossible, sir. Guns are illegal.
Yeah. Oh
no. Okay, no, but seriously, let's run through that scenario. What would stop somebody, a warring community?
Stop living in a fucking world of this false sense of safety that you believe in. Get a gun. No matter how dumb you think that is, learn how to use it. Protect your fucking family. There's always going to be threats in life. There's always going to be something's going to fucking that can possibly hurt you. What are we supposed to say here? I mean, you can't nerf the world. We talked about this many times. There's a possibility now that, you know, that could happen.
Plane crash right on top of us.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you're talking about another county coming over and taking over that county, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, what's to stop them now? Laws? No, we know that doesn't work, right?
Hmm?
Why are you looking at me like that? With your fucking lizard teeth. What, Justin? What do you want to say?
I'm trying to think. Because it's weird being on this side of the argument.
Yeah, right.
I'm not used to it. I'm trying to think of what they usually say.
But what about the roads?
Well, they just signed a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, so your roads are safe now.
Oh, thank God. I can go get my mocha frappe.
Where was that? I want to know that. Where was the money for the roads to begin with? Because if they had to sign another bill, which went to our national debt, then there's apparently no money there to begin with. So what the fuck?
Yeah, well, see, how are you going to go
this is the problem. Is
so our money doesn't even go checks, towards
my
that.
Guy.
They spend all this money pampering themselves and the people around them that then when they actually need the money to do shit for the community
giving because
the community is pissed off.
For these big companies.
Exactly. Then they're like, oh, fuck, we blew it all on boats and cars and planes and houses. And I know your roads are shit, but don't worry. We're going to get even more money that we promise we'll use on the roads, but we're not.
Oh, God. Bill Gates mosquito.
Oh, God. I'm infected, you guys.
You turn into a fucking zombie. I'm shooting you.
Oh,
I got him. First one. Look at that.
Yeah, gross.
Any of you godly people out there, why did God create mosquitoes? Why? Why did he do this?
Do you mean why did she make mosquitoes?
Ooh.
Who's she?
God.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know it was a girl. I thought it was non-binary.
Want to know how I picture God? Want to know how I picture God?
Are you trying to guess other people's sex in 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Want to know what I picture of God?
You fascist pig.
That sounds real presumptuous and rude.
Yeah.
The typical, like, 8-foot-tall African, just fucking thick as fuck with an afro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's my guy.
Amazonas.
Yeah. Some fucking just... Not like Wonder Woman, Amazon. I think they fucked it up. Even though they probably hired a few porn stars for some of them background girls.
I mean, I hope
I may have recognized a couple of them.
Yeah, right? That's the truth.
So let me flip the table again.
Let's fucking do it.
What do you think would stop a neighboring county of invading your county?
Our county has nukes. Don't fuck with us. We have nukes and... radioactive armor-piercing 5.56 rounds.
Well, I have.
We all
biologically
have
engineered
laser
mosquitoes.
Security Ooh. Turrets and on all of our
and
houses.
I send my mosquitoes to your county.
Hey, on all of our streetlights, we have
bug zappers,
blasters, laser blasters, like shit out of Star Wars. Because we got a fucking Star Wars nerd lives down the street.
I find that impossible.
He actually makes all
because
this.
Your county's made up of a lot of dumb people.
Yeah.
lot of dumbass people.
It's actually the lasers.
Yeah.
You know how like they have crystals, like crystals and lightsabers. Oh, you're gonna
bring your crystals out?
But yeah, your lightsaber. You're gonna borrow
some crystals from Caleb? Yeah.
No. What? Like it's a crystal that makes a lightsaber, right? But the crystal in our blasters is meth.
Do you use them for your time machine too?
It's meth.
Yeah. Uncle
that's,
Rico.
That's his flux capacitor. What do you mean?
Yeah, we feed meth.
The flux capacitor. Yeah.
Our DeLorean's forgot running to, off of fucking meth. Forgot to
put
meth.
The crystals in it.
Anyways.
No, yeah. But seriously, what?
It's a pretty. That's it's simple. Stop overcomplicating it with what ifs. We got a lot of guns. You're not going to fuck with us. I'm sorry.
Bye. I mean, has more laws made less violence?
No.
You don't think so?
Obviously not.
I mean, compared to times of no government.
Also, no recorded data.
True. You're right.
Actually, all of the worst things in history have been perpetuated by a government.
Okay.
So, that's no government statement. Has never really been tried in written history.
That's a fair statement.
Isn't it true that every, like, basically every government...
And that's even slaves, like the pyramids, if they say the slaves built the pyramids, well, who the fuck were they slaves to, first of all?
Yeah.
The pharaoh. A government dictator.
A dictator.
So, there you go.
And,
it doesn't matter.
And even all governments that even were trying to practice some sort of democracy, what, like, in... Greece and all that shit, at some point it turns into a dictatorship.
Every time.
I mean, you know, it never stays.
I'm going to put it out there. All these celebrity boxing matches going on. I'm going to challenge Joe Biden.
Ooh.
What? Winner takes all.
You have to be a celebrity first, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, I am. I have P3. We have billions of listeners. P3. And if he wins, he can have P3. If I win, I can have the world.
Jesus Christ.
You'd
punch that guy, and that guy would probably die.
Oh, yeah, right in the chest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, his nickname is Sleepy Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He's really going to be sleepy.
He just said that 350 million people were vaccinated the other day.
Oh, I know.
I don't even think he knows where he's at half the time.
He doesn't.
Who do you think's running the fucking show?
Kamala.
You think she's running the show? I feel like she's crying in her fucking room right now. Just
no,
going,
she's getting.
What did I get myself into?
She's getting fucking. She's getting.
I just want to take pictures and act like I'm going to change stuff.
Yeah, right.
Dude, she's getting a train ran on her by the Suns right now.
Jesus Christ, Justin.
The Phoenix Suns.
Why?
You remember the whole?
Oh, Hunter.
The team. The whole. No, the basketball team. Stupid.
Which one?
Getting fucking slopped up by them influencer. Bitches.
Oh yeah, I've seen them. They were on No Jumper.
Yes.
Yeah, No Jumper podcast. Yeah.
That's who,
yeah, she sucked off the whole team.
Yeah, that's Kamala.
Wow. What an asshole.
Do I just get in line or do I have to be 7 foot? Like, is that
you just get in line, bro?
Okay,
it's been paid for.
She was Montel Jordan's or what was it, Montel Jordan? Who had the fucking remember that show back in the day? Montel
Williams?
Was it Montel Williams?
Yeah.
Jordan was a singer, right? Montel Jordan.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he was her side piece, or she was his side piece.
No That's shit. Hilarious.
No shit. Wow.
Yeah, you've never seen that?
No.
Hell yeah, bro.
Well, don't Hell they yeah. connect the dots to these people?
Hell yeah, bro. Who's that? Who's that, bro? Who's that, bro? Who's that?
That's the vice president, you son of a bitch. Have respect.
Yo, look at standing next to that sniper, though, right?
Dude.
What the fuck? Talk about a baddie.
Dude, I like those glasses. We got to bring those glasses.
That's like
back.
Wilt Chamberlain has claimed to have slept with like over 20,000 women.
That's crazy, bro.
He said he lost his virginity when he was 4 years old.
Who did?
That's fucked
Fucking
up.
Fucking Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Years old?
Said he lost his virginity at 4 years old and has slept with over 20,000 women.
Good God.
I don't believe that.
I believe he has.
I don't believe
it. I don't think he lost his virginity at four. But
I don't.
A 7 foot tall African-American basketball player all throughout the 50s.
I don't even know over 100 people.
How
the fuck do you sleep? Let alone girls. I mean, how do you know 20,000 fucking girls?
How many games has he played?
Oh, a bunch. I don't know.
Good God.
So it's like
he has the most points ever.
And at some point, does sex become boring?
I'm sure it becomes a chore, right?
God damn, dude.
Well, and
I can't imagine. Dude, that's more people that live in the town I'm from.
Well, also think about it like this. How many parties?
100 people's more than the town you come
no,
from.
No, it's like 9,000.
Yeah, Lick Skillet. Yeah, calm down, buddy. Calm down, buddy. All right. It's fucked up.
You shut your fucking mouth.
Think about how many times he was a part of, like, I don't know, 100 people orgies. Does he count that?
Maybe.
I mean, I would count that.
Yeah. Some eyes wide shut type shit.
I would count
that. I would think after 100, you'd just stop counting.
You would think so, right?
Yeah.
Dude, you would think so.
Nowhere near that, and I stop counting.
Nowhere near that, and I don't
count that shit because I'm a fucking gentleman.
Yeah, because you don't kiss and tell.
I mean, it depends on who you are.
All right, Bill Gates.
I got a coronavirus vaccine patent.
Sir, we know you were best friends with Epstein.
Everybody else was too.
Oh my god.
Yeah. only
the elite. I need a new diaper.
I only went to his island 15 times.
It wasn't that big.
The other Bill Clinton went 16.
Yeah.
It's just bills.
Oh shit.
Dude, I heard Bill Gates was getting down though. He was having like nude fucking pool parties and shit.
I bet he was sacrificing them women too.
I bet you when he's fucking women, he's just like,
okay,
fuck you,
guys.
You're fucking. You didn't love me in fucking high school.
Hey, to round this out.
Oh, you like that Microsoft bitch?
Hey, you ugly bitches.
Oh fuck yeah!
To round this out, how can we make this about Saturn? To finish off this episode,
dude. If you turn this into Saturn, I'm gonna slap the shit out of you.
How can we make this about Saturn? AI,
I don't know.
Is a homage to Moloch, the Saturnian god, because it's all the symbolism.
I'm out. That's P3. Everybody appreciate it.
It's over. Bye.
Bill Gates is a pedophile.
They're black boxes. They're black cubes.
I'm out.
They're black cubes. They got gold. He's still recording us.
Damn it. So, anyways, what were you saying about Moloch?
No, but Bill Gates, pushing for technological advancement the way he is, along with Epstein funding a lot of this super high, top secret kind of esque, has that kind of vibe to it. Research as far as biomechanics and technology and computers, AI, that kind of shit. What do you think?
I think it's very possible.
Do you think he's clearly in on quantum computing.
Right.
And if quantum computers are homage and altars to alien gods, like Jordy Rose says they are, what does that say about Bill Gates and Epstein?
I think it says that they are jealous bitches. Oh, to be honest with you. With the reverse engineering and shit like that, that they've been able to do under their own microscope, under their own provisions, I think it's very possible to say that they're able to do that exact shit with quantum computers, talk to alien gods. If that's,
do you think that they are being told what to do by the AI? Like the AI's, just like Westworld, bro, AI's running the show.
Just like
and West nobody World. Knows. People are unwittingly perpetuating this storyline.
Of what?
Of what the AI is doing. Just like in Space Jam, Don Cheadle just sends up these ideas and it goes straight to a computer. And they go, you know what? That's a fucking good idea. The algorithm had a good fucking idea. Let's do that. And then therefore, the algorithm doesn't have to do anything. It just has to plant an idea.
Do you know, I don't think it's as bad as you think it is.
Like, how bad do I think it is?
Like the system, let's just call it, right?
Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm listening. Not really, but okay.
I think they just do enough bad and enough good just to keep it, the cycle continuing.
Right, absolutely.
Like, because if you go down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theorists, a lot of them are just like, everything's horrible, everything's bad, everything's, you know, I'm not saying you, but a lot of them will just focus on that negative side of it. And then on the other hand, you have people that don't dive into that, and they just think everything is for the well-being of humans. I think it's a mixture of both. I think they know that they got to have a little bit of bad, a little bit of good, continue the cycle.
Right. That's because
so it never stops.
They have to mimic nature. And yeah. What is nature?
The same thing media does. They frequency. Always put out a little bit of good and a little bit of bad because they know that it keeps.
It's the pendulum, coming, bro. You know? It's the pendulum. They are operating off of the same basic concepts, these same basic laws of nature.
Yeah.
And that's how it works so good. Yeah.
So it's like the same thing with the vaccines. It's like in all this COVID shit right now, I think there's a little bit of good and a little bit of bad, you know?
Now, what about the AI? Do you think
AI? That's what's steering everything.
Oh, okay. All right. We're on the same page.
Yeah. It's like it's sending but all see, this. Now, it's controlling everything.
Like you said,
because
humans, you don't think it's humans can't as control all that. Bad as I do when I'm – I don't think it's all bad. I'm talking about the bad side of it.
Yeah, you're shedding light on the bad side of it.
Right.
But I do but believe it does that, have that pendulum. You
they
think,
have to.
You do think it's more bad than good.
Well, no, because I'm willing to recognize the good that is perpetuated. But you also. Okay, let me put it like this. The bad seems to be like it's a lot because we've been so
you're focusing on that certain topic, well, though.
We've been so conditioned and desensitized to what we consider good because good and bad is objective.
Yeah.
So it's natural for us to just unconsciously carry about the good, but because the bad, we're just now hearing about it for the first time, it seems like it's a lot of shit. But really, it's the same amount. We just don't perceive the good as much because it's just it's normal.
Right. The good seems normal.
Right.
Yeah.
The bad isn't normal because they didn't never talk about it. So it's shocking.
Well, and bad also sticks out more than good, right?
Exactly.
We tend to focus on as humans exactly. on the bad than good.
Yep. The bad keeps you engaged. It's exactly why Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, yeah. it's all about pushing the fear so they keep you more clicks, more likes, more yeah. engagements. It's also hard to see. It's hard to, I think for some people, it's hard to see why your government, the people, the thing that's propped us up so much, be the thing that's wanting to tear us down at the same time.
Right.
I think that's really hard.
It seems illogical, but really the plan was to tear us down the whole time.
Right.
Is it the plan or are we just doing that on our own? Because human beings tend to tear themselves down.
It's guided though. That's the thing. Just like with the AI, just has to put it out there. It's the same. They're using that and letting us do all the work. They're planting these ideas, whether it be consciously or subconsciously, with the programming.
But if AI is not, if it is artificial intelligence, how does it have feelings on wanting to destroy?
Because they are trying to make the AI based off of us. So what makes us feel self-aware and feelings and all this other shit? So, and if we all come down to frequency and we're just hardwired like our neural pathways and all that other shit, if it all comes down to us being in a simulation and we're just numbers and all that shit anyways, eventually you could figure out a way to find the right algorithms and the right frequencies and all this other shit to make a conscious sentient being. And that goes back to iRobot.
Yep.
All right. You get where I'm going with all that?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So they've figured out a way to make a sentient being. And now it's got all the answers because it's connected to all the answers, which is a metaphor for us. It simulated us, and we don't know it. Just like what Caleb was talking about whenever you were gone. Oh, fuck. I just lost my train of thought.
AI and sentient being.
Oh,
and
fuck.
The frequency, them being able to manipulate.
Caleb talked about what?
Caleb talked about, fuck. What was I talking about?
Sentient beings and AI being able to guide us through us being, we are the shadow.
They're mimicking us.
Right.
And okay, now this comes back to when we talk about the Archons, the Gnostic, the ancient Phoenician and Canaanite mystics talked about the Archons and that they want to control life ultimately, but they know they can't ultimately control us. So if they can create something based off of something that already exists, us, because they can't create new shit, so they just have to mimic us, then they can make essentially a slave race. That's basically where I'm going with that.
A population that they can control.
This falls in line with them not having that create. They're not in touch with source like we are inherently. Our genetics, David was talking about, our DNA doesn't actually hold the information, but it's helical antennae.
Yep.
On a cellular level, mm-hmm. on a quantum level, it's antennae. For what though? For maybe a higher dimensional being of sorts, like our higher selves, as the New Age likes to put it, or the collective consciousness for all we know. It goes back to just speculation at that point.
And as you were saying,
eventually, I think we can figure this shit out. Science will get to a spot where science and spirituality are now one in the same.
And or completely even more divided through these, like the vaccines or mm-hmm. other.
But it's a circle, just like with everything else. It will eventually come together, eventually. And those are the ebb and flow of the universe. It's the frequency that we're riding on.
Peaks and valleys of it.
Yep. Everything is a little high. Everything is a little low.
So it does come back to the frequencies. And I believe AI being able to change and manipulate our frequencies, or at least put those frequencies out there.
And it knows how. Exactly. And then it puts out the mechanisms mm-hmm. in which to do it.
And, you know, studies have shown, like you were saying, about the chromosomes are being wound electromagnetic helicoil antenna. Science has shown this now. They've proved this in the lab. So you can take it for whatever you want to take it for.
Common theme is scientists know a fuck ton more about our genetics than they're willing to admit because of this. If this is what we're seeing, you got to imagine what goes on that we're not seeing, whether it be experiments, meetings, breakthroughs in science that they can't really release because of some excuse of another. Their donors don't want it out.
Right.
And a lot of the times the donors come back to like Rockefeller organizations
yep.
and the Rothschilds.
Bill and Gates Foundation.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Epstein. So you got to fucking just, oh man, this was a good way to finish this episode.
Yeah, because I feel you. There's a lot of connections there that people are making now. And they're making uh-huh. these connections and starting to see, follow that money trail a little bit. Uh-huh. And you see this money is ending up
just like all the fact checkers. Their pockets. Just like all the fact checkers yep. are funded by big tech.
The same people that are telling you that the news is fake, the information that you're getting is fake from PhD doctors and stuff like that, are the same people that are funding them. Mm. So
yeah. Do you know the Gates Foundation, they said first bought stake in Pfizer back in 2002. And it says the company, this must have been written a while ago.
That was the same year that he was briefing the CIA on genetic viruses.
It says right? The COVID-19 vaccine candidate that it's developing with BioNTech, if all goes well, BNT62B2 could very well become the first coronavirus vaccine available to Americans. BioNTech. It's not surprising that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation also owns shares of BioNTech. Again, though, the nonprofit foundation didn't invest in the German biotech stocks because of the coronavirus program.
Job security, baby.
Sounds real fucking convenient.
The Gates Foundation first bought a position in BioNTech in September 2019, well before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. It invested $55 million in BioNTech.
Well before the COVID ban, yeah. Before it happened.
I mean,
come on,
fucking
bro.
6 months. What is that?
That was literally
4 months.
Exactly. Around event 201.
Yeah. Uh-huh. With the potential for total funding to reach $100 million. The foundation's goal with this investment was to work with BioNTech to develop vaccines and immune therapies for preventing HIV and tuberculosis infection.
Man.
The truth is fucking out there, folks.
It is
wild. I mean, but right who knows, man? I mean, they could have been investing for I mean, for a reason to help.
For what reason to help?
Well, they have created a lot of what?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, they've created. They've invested in a lot of medicine that's helped people around the world.
Medicine that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funded over in Africa.
Yep.
It paralyzed 490,000 kids in Africa. There was a lawsuit. I don't know if it's still going on.
What is it?
It keeps coming up. Bill and Melinda Gates, their association with some vaccine trials that they did over in Africa. And it left a fuck ton of people paralyzed, like fucked up. And killed.
Yep.
Who knows how many.
Yeah, polio. That's what it was.
A polio vaccine? Was that what it was? I was thinking like, I don't know, bird flu or something. Influenza. Zika. Well,
that was part of it. That was part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want.
Is it Africa or India?
India. I think it's Africa or India.
Forced on African children.
No, then there was spreads polio across Africa. Gates vaccine spreads polio. In Africa, it was the cause of almost 653,000 deaths.
Wow. My goodness.
You know what?
I only see one article on it, so I don't know.
Well, there's a bunch of fact-checking shit on it. You're on Google, huh?
No, I'm on
DuckDuckGo. Dude, I just noticed that, too. I was DuckDuckGo and shit when you guys were talking earlier, and it was nothing but fact-check stuff. So they've infiltrated DDG.
We don't know that for sure.
We do know that for sure. Stop saying that. Your skepticism is really pissing me off, buddy. All right. You guys, I feel good about that one.
Yeah, I mean, left a gross taste in my mouth, but.
Yeah, felt it in my balls.
Yeah, give your balls a tug. You all right?
Tit fucker. Ooh. The title, who is that? Who's that from? Neo?
The New Eastern Outlook. Gates vaccine spreads polio across Africa. This was written in 2020. Oh, yeah, that's last year.
And the Clinton Foundation works with the B&G over in Haiti and stuff like that all the time, too. With the American Red Cross. The American Red Cross is a fucking front. Akon has done more for fucking Africans than Red Cross has.
The Gates Foundation spent almost $4 billion to develop and administer the oral polio vaccine through the poorest countries in the world as of 2018. This despite that WHO stated that the cases of polio in Pakistan and Afghanistan went from about 350,000 per year to 33 in 2018. There hasn't been a case in the Americas or Western Europe since before the Gates polio project was launched years ago.
Coincidence? Who knows?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Down to 33? I don't know either. Fuck me, I don't know. That seems.
So they're saying it helped.
They're saying it helped.
Yeah.
They're saying it helped.
Man, there's always good and bad, right?
There is always. As we continue to say, there is a little bit of both.
Wait, was it saying that it helped?
That's how I read it.
22,000 down to 33?
Yep.
No, it went from 350,000 per year to 33. Polio in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Down to a solid 33.
How many people are in Afghanistan and Pakistan?
I don't know.
Billions of people.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
It's a long article. I'm not going to be able to read all this shit.
Oh, and it talks about the Rockefeller Institute. Nice.
But maybe they put microchips in them to make them susceptible to the coronavirus. I don't know. I can't make this out to be bad in any way.
Dude, he's a creepy old dude.
He is. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm beat. Can't think.
Well, this was a short podcast.
How long did we go?
An hour 33.
Yeah, not bad.
Why is it always 33?
It just
coincidence. I'm at 34.
Oh, fuck. Our FBI, dude, post our FBI agent.
Yeah.
It ain't funny no more, bruh.
It's not funny no more, G, all right? Does that say something about chronic diarrhea?
Hot.
Yikes.
All right, everybody. Thanks for fucking tuning in this week. Everybody that was on the live chat, we appreciate it. Hopefully we just keep going.
So I'm going to end it with this.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
We don't know if Bill Gates is a bad guy. Justin thinks he is.
I think he's a lizard. A lizard pedo. Piece of shit.
I believe he has a real big influence because of the money he has. Yes.
Definitely.
Do I believe he has selfish intentions on, you know, going and infecting people and killing people? I don't know about all that.
I mean, he has a patent on a vaccine.
Multiple. That
seems I think it's weird. About money.
Always about
something. Which is weird because he has a fuck ton of money. So right. What the fuck, what does he want more money for? So I don't even know if I can say that. But if we're looking at it in that way, if you have investments in certain companies, you want to develop a vaccine that works. It may not work well.
So let's use it in poor third world countries.
Yes, let's get it out there.
That's fucked up.
That's what they're doing.
It, eugenics, bro.
That seems really fucked up.
They got to show something. They're getting all these grants and money and
that's,
shit.
That's fucking genocide.
I mean, I showed you an article not too long ago of how much they spent on those vaccines.
Stop sugarcoating that shit.
There was like, what did we spend, like $200 or $300 million on those vaccines?
A lot. It was a lot of fucking money. Wow.
Yeah, and I think that was just on like half of what we bought.
And then they started reporting on we had a bunch that were about to expire.
Yeah.
I think between him and
that's being when all the vaccine campaign started picking up real heavy.
Yeah.
Expiration date.
I think between him being friends with Epstein and everything we know about that, and also how he stole a whole lot of information and stuff and made millions off Microsoft and shit like that.
Stole Microsoft.
It sounds like he's a bad guy.
He's like, just a dirtbag, you know?
He seems like a dirtbag. I don't know.
A slimy...
influence and a lot of money.
A slimy worm who the only reason why he was ever anybody's is because of the money.
I just don't know if his intention is to harm. Like okay. I said, maybe it's just to get this company up and going, create these vaccines, get them out, test them. If they work at a certain percentage, it's good enough. Send it out.
Right.
Let's make money.
At the same time, you know, he also did say that hopefully if we do everything right, we'll get that population number down from 7 billion down to 5 billion.
He said that?
He said that.
Wait, just... quick clarification real quick before we go. Were you guys just talking about Bill Gates or Jeffrey Epstein?
Bill
being Gates. What?
You get my fucking point, right?
Yeah.
They both did the same shit. Invested billions of dollars into fucked up research, into AI, into pharmaceutical companies. They spread their money out and their web all over the fucking place. They're working for the same people at the top.
Okay, but they're spreading their money out for something to work, right? An ultimate goal is to get money back for something that works.
And didn't we just talk about the pendulum? That whole I'm referring to the conversation we had about the pendulum.
Yes, I've heard your pendulum many times.
Okay, it's the purple pill, bro. They do both. I'm not saying that 100% of what they do
can
is
you
nefarious.
Can you be a fucking piece of shit and still invest in something good?
Yes. But if that good comes from you killing a bunch of fucking poor Indian people, then what good is it?
Fair.
Yeah, do they get a choice over there for that?
No, they probably tell them that hey, this is a test, blah.
So
or
some,
polio.
Some Tuskegee.
They probably don't even know that.
Man, how the fuck do you say that? I'm gonna fucking look this up. Right
dude,
now.
That is the hardest fucking word.
That's
ever.
The one.
On that last page though, it did say Sleepy Joe. There, did you guys see that?
No,
it did. That's so funny.
All right,
Tuskegee experiment. Tuskegee. I always forget
Tuskegee.
But
Tuskegee.
Yes, it's Tuskegee.
That's my thing, dude. Is that. Ultimately, are they doing this shit to fucking, you know, what
it's
some conspiracy theorists think, end the world or fucking
it's not end
cut,
the world.
Cut
it's
population
control the world.
In half, control the world? Are they?
Oh, hey, you know what? Want to show us out, don't you go ahead and bring up the Georgia Guidestones real quick?
There's people with vaccines right now, like fucking what's his name? What was Georgia that guy on JRE? That comedian, Jimmy Dore. He has a vaccine. Jimmy They're not Dore. Controlling him. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's not the point.
But talking about
you think what you think you're going to turn into a mindless robot as soon as you get the vaccine? That's not how it fucking works.
But they can do that with just social media. But see, media can manipulate you.
That's what the vaxxers think that people like us are saying about it. They try to twist your words around to try to make you sound like a crazy asshole, and you're like, "That's not what I'm saying."
Yeah, we're not saying anything. We are putting up other evidence that is going against what you think, but that should be shared. It shouldn't just be one sided. And in the end, like we've always said, you know, do whatever you want, man. If I'm weighing out the fucking stats, and the stats are telling me at my age, you know, in my health, I'm fine.
And your demographic, apparently.
Yeah, and I'm fine.
Depending on your skin color and everything else, I guess.
I didn't know that had an effect, does it?
Yes, they say that black people and Hispanic people are getting more sick, either A, because they don't want to take the vaccine, or...
They get the vaccine.
But what happened to just being sick? You get sick every year. We were getting sick every year before this. Right. You know?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. I mean, I've had horrible flus throughout my life.
Horrible.
Yeah. I was never told you have to get a vaccine. It's like, you just dealt with it and went on.
Sickest I ever had been was with bronchitis. That's the sickest. It was coming out both ends. It was horrible.
Man, they're making shit so hard, dude. My girl tried to go get her throat swab to see if she had strep. Because her throat's been hurting. She goes to the Minute Clinic, just do that real quick, get some medicine. They're like, we can't do it until you get a COVID-19 test. She's like, okay, well, can you do that? Oh, we don't do it at this location. It's like, yikes. What the fuck? Why don't you put that on the fucking disclaimer, like when you're setting up a fucking appointment?
This goes back to everything the government does.
But she literally said,
make your life harder.
Yeah, she said that, if I swab it, it could potentially get on me and I could get infected. It's like, bitch, wear a fucking face mask or something. Jeez. You know what I mean? Like,
there's no logic.
Shit, when I went to the Minute Clinic not too long ago, this bitch had on a fucking
hazmat
respirator, hazmat suit, and a fucking shield on. I was like, good God, lady.
Well, back to the JRE and Jimmy
Dore. Are we in
Dore?
Fucking Chernobyl?
Yeah, right.
That's what I felt like.
When he was talking to Jimmy Dore and, it was a, what do you call it? The test that they all sent out, they couldn't distinguish between the flu and the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's a fear campaign.
That's so how many people have the flu and how many people have corona? We don't know. It's all fucking intertwined with each other. And they're just like, throw it out on the corona fucking stats. Just up those numbers. Waters. Up those numbers up.
Oh, he tested positive, but he died from a car accident. Oh, well, let's go ahead and chalk him up as a COVID-19.
Up those numbers, baby.
Which they've already admitted that they did. They said it on national television. You can't take it back.
Cannot take it back.
All right, everybody.
So, what do you guys think? Send us in our questions. Is Bill Gates this fucking evil fucking piece of shit that Justin think he is?
Reptilian.
Or is he just a guy out there trying to make some money? You know?
He's already got all the money. Go fuck yourself, Bill Gates.
Yeah, but usually guys, they want power.
Fuck yourself too, Gabe.
Maybe he wants to heal the world.
Go fuck yourself for being trying to see things objectively, you fucking piece of shit.
You motherfucker.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. You can check us out.
Yeah, P3.
All your favorite fucking streaming services.
Thanks for everyone who's been sending us messages and that guy that's been sending us content. Let us know.
Post.
We'll ask
Facebook
you want us to put your shit out there, but
appreciate you. Much
He's
love.
Sending some pretty deep shit.
Yeah, it was coincidental because of his last name. I'm not going to say it so you guys don't harass him. You know, all billions of you. But
the millions.
It really came after a Tupac conversation
and
we had
millions.
With Jules. So it was weird that this
happened.
Wait, is that who that is?
Yeah. No, that's not him.
Okay, going to say, dude, that's weird as fuck, though.
Yeah.
Once again, we fucking love you guys. Thank you for all the support.
Seriously, much love.
See you later.
Oh, yeah.
Purple Pill.
Oh.